Title: NLRB returns to union-friendly, clear and unmistakable waiver standard. Content: As we have previously reported, from the time President Biden took office, the National Labor Relations Board, NLRB, or the board, began systematically reversing Trump-era policies and shifting toward increasingly more pro-union and pro-employee policies. These efforts have not been slowed by the impending end of the Biden administration. On December 10, 2024, the NLRB overruled a Trump-era board decision and returned to an employee and union-friendly standard for determining when unilateral workplace changes made by an employer are unlawful. In Endurance Environmental Solutions, LLC, 373 NLRB No. 141, 2024, the board returned to its clear and unmistakable waiver standard. Under this standard, employers are required to bargain with a union about changes to mandatory subjects of bargaining unless the collective bargaining agreement expressly waives the right to bargain. This heightened standard makes it much more difficult for employers to make unilateral changes to their operations. Background: The National Labor Relations Act, NLRA, or the Act, requires employers and unions to bargain in good faith with respect to wages, hours, and working conditions, mandatory bargaining subjects. The end product of that bargaining process is the party's collective bargaining agreement, CBA, which serves as the physical embodiment of the party's bargained for deal and contains the language on which the parties have agreed. It is that language that determines each party's rights, duties, and obligations under the CBA and, now, under the Act. While it is well established that an employer does not violate the Act if CBA does, in fact, grant the employer the right to take certain actions unilaterally, i.e., without further bargaining with the union, unanticipated issues and controversies often arise over whether an employer's conduct is permitted under the CBA or not. Indeed, despite the most careful drafting, there will be times when a CBA's language, though perhaps arguably applicable to the given situation, will not be directly on point and/or require interpretation to determine the party's rights and obligations under the CBA. Before 2019, the board used different forms of the clear and unmistakable waiver standard for decades. Under the most recent formulation of that standard, the board would ask and answer the question, does the CBA contain a provision that specifically addresses and governs this controversy? If the answer to that question was no, then the board typically concluded that the contract did not govern the controversy and the union had not clearly and unmistakably waived its statutory right to bargain over the employer's conduct, rendering that conduct an unfair labor practice because it was a unilateral change in working conditions implemented without prior bargaining with the union. During the first Trump administration, the NLRB issued a decision in MV Transportation, 368 NLRB No. 66, 2019, that expressly rejected that standard and adopted a contract coverage standard. As we discussed previously, under this standard, the board asked the following question, viewing the alleged change in the context of the terms of the party's CBA, is that purported change within the compass or scope of the contract's provisions that grant the employer the authority to act unilaterally? If the answer to that question was yes, then the employer's so-called change may give rise to a contract dispute requiring an interpretation of the language of the CBA by an arbitrator. But it was not considered a unilateral change requiring pre-implementation bargaining because the parties had already bargained over the issue and because the dispute was covered and, thus, governed by the party's existing CBA. Endurance Environmental Solutions. On December 10, 2024, the board released its decision in Endurance Environmental Solutions, which expressly overruled MV Transportation and returned to the clear and unmistakable waiver standard. This case was related to a dispute about the employer's unilateral decision to install surveillance equipment in its fleet of trucks. The employer, a waste transportation company which owns and operates 400 trucks, decided to purchase and install cameras in the entire fleet of trucks that could be used to monitor the safe operation of the trucks. Of those trucks, five or six are operated by